Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Breaking news tonight, the major announcement on COVID booster shots as we come on the air. The FDA greenlighting boosters of Pfizer's vaccine for millions of Americans who will be first in line. And what if you got Moderna or Johnson & Johnson? It comes as new U.S. cases fall as the Delta surge finally peaked. Also tonight, confusion at the border after the Biden administration warned Haitian immigrants will be deported. We're learning thousands who had huddled under a bridge have now been released into the U.S. And the images, the governor of Texas sending miles of vehicles to form a barricade at the border. The deadly shooting at a school bus stop, police searching for a suspect. The search also intensifying for the fiancé of Gabby Petito after her death was ruled a homicide. Divers entering a Florida preserve and new clues about the couple's final days together. The unstoppable volcano eruption on a resort island forcing new evacuations. Experts warning it's far from over. My exclusive conversation with Al Gore 15 years after an inconvenient truth. What he talked about then that came true and his new warning for the planet. And holiday hoarding, why your favorite stores may not have the gifts you're shopping for this year.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. Breaking tonight, the FDA authorizing COVID booster shots of the Pfizer vaccine, but keeping with an outside advisory panel's recommendation, only giving the green light for that third shot for people 65 and up or at high risk. Currently, there are 182 million fully vaccinated people in the United States, though adding boosters potentially changes the definition of fully vaccinated. The late-day decision by the FDA still leaving some confusion as it only pertains to the Pfizer vaccine. For now, the J&J and Moderna vaccines are not up for review. The White House first raised expectations of boosters for everyone, getting ahead of the FDA. Stephanie Gosk reports.
Tonight, a decision on the Pfizer booster, the FDA authorizing a third shot for people over the age of 65 or at high risk. It will only apply to those who received the Pfizer vaccine, not those who got Moderna and Johnson & Johnson.
This is not the situation where we want to be, where people are eligible or not eligible based on which vaccine they got. I think it'd be really helpful for the FDA and the CDC to come out with broader guidance across a range of vaccines.
Keith Albert is anxious to get his booster. He got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine earlier this year.
I'm a little bit frustrated. I would get the J&J. They would come out with it. But it doesn't look too promising just yet.
But others aren't waiting. An unknown number have already gotten unauthorized boosters with little oversight to stop them. Dr. Peter Grinspoon, an internist at Mass General, says he's been bombarded by patients who want an extra dose.
It does put physicians in an awkward situation because people do come to us and sort of say they're desperate, they're scared, and they want to get a booster. And who do they call? They call their physician friend and say, how can I sort of game the system?
Meantime, international pressure has been growing on the U.S. not to widely distribute booster shots when much of the world still waits for first doses. During a virtual COVID summit today, President Biden announced the U.S. will buy 500 million Pfizer vaccines and donate them to low-income countries, calling the pandemic an all-hands-on-deck global situation.
I'm proud that we've gone from 2 million Americans being fully vaccinated when I took office in January 20th to 182 million and counting today in America. But we also know that to beat the pandemic here, we need to beat it everywhere.
Stephanie, we also got news today that maybe we've hit the peak of this current surge.
Yeah, Lester, this is good news. NBC News data showing that we may have hit the peak last week, that 7 out of the last 8 days cases have dropped. That's the longest sustained decline that we've seen in 3 months.
Nice to have some good news to report on all this. Stephanie, thanks very much. Now to that migrant camp on the Texas border, which is getting smaller tonight. We've learned thousands of migrants have been released into the U.S. Morgan Chesky is there.
Tonight on the Texas border, these are the faces of those who don't know what tomorrow holds. Our crew given rare access to the camp, more than 5,000 Haitian migrants still call home.
And this has been the closest we've been allowed to get to this camp. And as we look this direction, it is hard to believe. Some of these men, women, and children have now been beneath this very bridge for more than a week, trying to create whatever shelter they can to stay cool. Everyone's future here, incredibly uncertain.
Just 2 days ago, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas with this public warning to migrants.
If you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned.
DHS officials tonight telling NBC News thousands of migrants who were under that bridge have been released into the United States. Many given notices to appear at an immigration center within 60 days to get a court date for an asylum hearing. Just yesterday, Mayorkas was pressed for specifics on the surge.
How many people have been returned? How many people are being detained? How many people have been dispersed to all points around America?
Senator, I would be pleased to provide you with that data.
I want them now. Why don't you have that information now?
Senator, I do not have that data.
Why not?
Back on the border, law enforcement doubling down.
So this is where pretty much everyone came across.
Right.
The dam where thousands crossed, now empty, with Texas State Trooper cars lining the riverbanks. DPS tells us up to 600 Haitian migrants are now making their way towards Del Rio. But it's the other areas that have them worried.
The biggest concern right now is that we still have gaps along the border. We have individuals that we don't know who they are, where they're coming from, but they're crossing into our country.
And tonight we've seen government records suggesting where a few of these migrants may go. The administration seeking a private contractor to operate a detention facility at Guantanamo Bay with specific rules. Guards need to speak Spanish or Haitian Creole. Lester.
All right. Morgan Chesky, thank you. President Biden admitted to his French counterpart today that the U.S. could have been more open about a submarine deal that left the French out and left them furious as well. Peter Alexander is at the White House. Peter, this all happened on a phone call today, we understand.
Yeah, Lester, that's right. This call, the first time President Biden and French President Macron have spoken since this dispute over a submarine deal. France had accused the U.S. of a stab in the back, even recalling its ambassador. Tonight, the White House says that President Biden acknowledged that the U.S. could have done a better job consulting France, its oldest ally. Macron says the French ambassador will return to Washington next week, that the two leaders will meet next month. It is the latest challenge for President Biden, who tonight hosted several meetings here with Democrats, trying to iron out these deep divisions within his own party over how to proceed with his massive infrastructure and social spending plans. Lester, this is a critical moment for his agenda.
Peter Alexander at the White House, thanks. In Louisville, Kentucky, today a gunman opened fire at a school bus stop, killing one teenager and wounding two others. This comes as gun violence against children is rising across the country. Here's Gabe Gutierrez.
Tonight, police in Louisville, Kentucky are searching for this vehicle after a drive-by gunman shot three teens at a bus stop. One of them, a 16-year-old, died.
I knew that my nephew had his whole life ahead of him, and he was destined for greatness.
The city's police chief outraged.
Well, we can't sit here with our thumbs up our ass, do nothing different, and think we won't be back at this podium.
In Chicago yesterday, three kids were among 15 people shot. In D.C., five people hit, including a 13-year-old.
When someone brazenly fires into a crowd of people, striking five people, innocent people in this instance, that's unacceptable.
Across the country, more children and teens are being caught in the crossfire. Gunshot injuries at pediatric trauma centers are up in Fort Worth, Memphis, and Hartford, Connecticut.
We have never seen this much of an increase over an extended period of time.
Last year, more than 5,100 kids were shot nationwide. At least 1,300 of them died. This year, firearm deaths are up 13% overall, and more children and teens have been shot than at the same time last year.
Why do you think that is?
There's been a surge in gun sales. We saw with the pandemic, we've seen that. The pandemic, we saw people released from prison. The courts have been closed. I think all of these things together are contributing to the number of children we're seeing who are injured by guns.
The family of the Louisville teenager who died today says he was not targeted. Police have not identified a suspect. Lester.
Gabe, thank you. In Florida, a huge painstaking search goes on tonight for the fiance of Gabby Petito one day after her body was identified. Also tonight, a new statement from a witness who saw the couple arguing while on the road. Katie Beck has the latest.
tonight, the search at the swamp continues. A massive manhunt for Brian Laundrie, now a person of interest in the homicide investigation of his fiancée, Gabby Petito.
We are trying to cover every acre in this preserve.
All 25,000 of them, the vast area now a grid search by all-terrain vehicles, canines, and dive teams. So far, no sign of Laundrie, who headed there more than a week ago with a backpack, according to his parents.
You can't keep chocolate in Utah.
Petito and Laundrie had been documenting their cross-country trip since early August. Laundrie returned to Florida without Petito September 1st, her family reporting her missing 10 days later.
What's going on? How come you're crying?
Newly released police reports shedding more light on the couple's dispute while on the road.
We drove by and a gentleman was slapping the girl.
A witness statement from a second person who saw the altercation, telling police something seemed off. Officers stopped and questioned the couple, but no charges were filed. Karen Aberts lives across the street from the Laundrie's Florida home and recalls watching the couple as they outfitted their van for the trip.
It seemed like, you know, your normal young couple just kind of hanging out.
Aber says Laundrie would routinely go on walks with his parents, sometimes with Gabby, too, who previously lived with them.
Are you surprised that they didn't contact authorities sooner about Brian being missing?
I can't imagine my kid saying that I'm going for a hike, and then 2 days later, he's still not home. So to me, I would have been on the phone within hours after him not coming home.
Tonight, with Laundrie still missing, Petito's family no closer to the answers they so desperately seek.
Katie, do authorities feel like they're getting any closer to finding Mr. Laundrie?
Well, Lester, investigators have had several potential leads come up short, and now the FBI is asking the public to give them any information they may have about his whereabouts. Search teams here today haven't come up with anything yet, but they say they'll be back tomorrow to do it all again. Lester.
Katie Beck, thank you. In just 60 seconds, the unfolding disaster as an exploding volcano forces thousands to evacuate. And my exclusive conversation with former Vice President Al Gore, his urgent new warnings about climate change.
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in three key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
Back now with a disaster unfolding in the Canary Islands, a huge volcanic eruption sending lava down a mountain toward populated areas of the island of La Palma, already consuming homes and triggering mass evacuations. Here's Miguel Almaguer.
As spectacular as it is dangerous, tonight the ongoing volcanic eruptions on the small Spanish island of La Palma are triggering an unstoppable slow-motion disaster. For 4 days, fountains of fire have violently spewed hundreds of feet high, rivers of bright red lava pouring into pools and engulfing homes, 20-foot-high waves of molten rock consuming and covering neighborhoods in their path.
We feared of our life. We were running and into the house, just packing the documents.
Preceded by a 4.2 earthquake, the Cumbre Vieja eruption continues to crack open fissures and volcanic vents as tremors rattle the Canary Islands. The sky filled with massive plumes of smoke and sulfur, forcing 6,000 to evacuate, and now the scramble to save animals as some 200 homes are destroyed.
Pues nada, ahora mismo impotencia porque no se puede hacer nada ante un volcán, no se puede hacer nada.
The 1,800-degree lava now flowing downhill towards the populated coastline. And perhaps with the most significant threat still ahead, tonight this incredible display of nature's fury could be weeks, even months away from its fiery end. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News.
Tonight, we're hearing from the man who sounded the alarm about our climate crisis with an inconvenient truth. Former Vice President Al Gore joining me for an exclusive conversation today about what was predicted in that film 15 years ago and what is reality today as part of our series, Climate Challenge. They are just some of the defining moments of a changing planet. The unrelenting fires, 19 named storms striking the U.S. since last year, the record and deadly floods in the wake of Hurricane Ida just weeks ago. Like something straight out of a movie, because it was.
And that is what is at stake. Our ability to live on planet Earth.
Are you ever tempted to say, I told you so?
Oh, gosh, I wish that I had been wrong. I wish the scientists whose work I was simply conveying had been wrong, but they weren't wrong.
The 2006 Oscar-winning film An Inconvenient Truth, featuring former Vice President Al Gore, painted a disturbing portrait of the future. Superstorms, melting ice caps, rising temperatures. Is this crisis unfolding more quickly than you would have anticipated?
This is unfolding faster than the scientists warned us, and now they're telling us we've got to prepare for much worse unless we take action quickly.
On this broadcast only yesterday, we looked at the situation in Guatemala, drought. It's forcing farmers who can no longer raise their crops to consider migrating to the United States. How is the geopolitical map being changed by climate change?
One expert commission predicted that if we don't change course, there would be up to 1 billion climate refugees in the balance of this century. And that's politically destabilizing.
China says it'll stop financing the construction of coal-fired plants. Is that a significant step? How do you view that?
I think it's very significant, Lester, because China has been financing 70% of all the coal plants being built outside of China. So for them to cut off that financing finally is a very good step.
Gore believes minds have been changed.
I think Mother Nature's been the most persuasive advocate. One out of every three Americans has personally experienced just in this year one of these climate-related extreme weather disasters. And everybody gets the point that they're becoming more frequent and they're becoming more severe.
Part of my conversation with Al Gore. Up next for us tonight, why retailers are starting to hoard for the holidays, what you need to know. We don't yet know who won last night's $432 million Mega Millions jackpot, but we do know where the winning ticket was sold, a pizzeria in New York City, just yards away from our studio here in Rockefeller Center. Looks like everyone in the crew is accounted for tonight. The pizzeria will also get a slice, a $10,000 bonus for selling the winning ticket. In the price you pay, the holiday shopping wars have already arrived, and this year small businesses are feeling the squeeze. Stephanie Rule explains why.
Catherine Nguyen owns three toy stores in Chicago.
We are celebrating 25 years next month.
But this year, she's facing shortages like never before. Supply chain backlogs are making it hard to get products on the shelves. And with the holidays coming up, there is no time to waste.
And I'm begging, emailing, texting the vendors, doing whatever it is I can cajole them to ship me product.
Are you now hoarding product in anticipation of shipping delays?
Absolutely, I am.
Major retailers are facing backlogs too, but to avoid extra delays in items made in other countries like China, Target, Walmart, IKEA, and Home Depot are chartering their own private cargo vessels and ordering larger quantities of items they know will be in demand.
So retailers are chartering their vessel to invest in their consumer. Consumers are expecting that products are there come holiday season.
But as these chartered container ships set sail, ports in places like Los Angeles and Long Beach are becoming increasingly congested, with wait times lasting over a week.
So if they're chartering their own vessels, it's going to hurt the backlog. Right now, there's only so many container terminals that can offload vessels, and it's very much a pay-to-play.
which makes it hard for small business owners like Catherine, who knows she'll be having tough conversations about out-of-stock items with customers this season.
I've never put out a holiday catalog that I wasn't certain that I would have 100% of the items in the catalog. And this year, 15 or 20% of those products in there, we won't even ever see.
Her advice?
You really like it, really think that your kid's going to want it, get it.
Stephanie, are companies paying more to get their products shipped quicker?
They sure are. Many of these large retailers can pay up to 10 times the regular price to ship product here, yet still they're struggling, which means small businesses, they can't compete. And for consumers, well, if your top priorities are low price and fast shipping, this is probably not going to be your year. But if you like to say that shopping local, buying small is important, then make this the year you actually commit to doing it.
And move quickly, I guess. All right, Stephanie.
Absolutely.
That's Nightly News for this Wednesday. Thank you for watching, everyone. I'm Lester Holt. Please take care of yourself and each other. Good night.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.